And it's something that maybe we never think of because we take it for granted.
Sister Mary Jonas leads the Response to Love Center on Kosciuszko Street off Broadway on the city's east side. Sister Jonas tells WBFO Pillows for Their Head was an idea generated by two girls volunteering their time during a past Christmas dinner at the Response Center. As these young ladies were handing out gifts, candy, and other items, they realized those seeking assistance might be in need of a new fluffy pillow to rest their head.
Why couldn't we give them a soft pillow for Christmas? And I says, I think that's a good idea, but let's start a project and see how that would work. And the girl said, Sister, how about prayers and pillows for Christmas?
Sister Jonas says oftentimes those who sleep in shelters or boarding homes roll up a jacket, coat, or blanket to place under their head for sleeping.
And then I kind of looked at the people who come to our building. I look at the big, burly guys who are sleeping in a rooming house, or a guy who's living in a house who would never think about it, maybe having a pillow that's used from year to year. So what I did ask people to do, if you're going to bring us a pillow, it would be nice if you could write a little prayer, too.
I have never met anybody as special as Sister is. I'm 70 years old, and so I've seen and met an awful lot of people, but she's about as special as they come.
Volunteer Rich Gerbaki of Grand Island is leading this effort throughout the community. This past Sunday, he appeared at the Galleria, collecting new pillows and notes from citizens.
We're at Holiday Live at Larkin Square on Friday, December 2nd. That'll be from 5 to 8. And we're at the Flying Bison Brewery again on December 2nd, but also on the 9th and the 17th of December. And we're at St. Stephen's Roman Catholic Church on Grand Island on the 18th of December. And people can bring us fresh pillows. We're happy to take them. But we have some friends with JCPenney's who have really stepped up, and they're going to sell us some very nice pillows for your donation of $10.
Gerbaki spends a great deal of time with his young grandchildren, often taking them to the Response to Love Center. He says he wants to teach new generations how to be generous.
Is that for those grandchildren, I want them to learn from that and take a lesson away from that, that there's a whole lot more than just our world, and the community has needs beyond just our family.
Throughout the whole year, people are hungry. People are in need every single day.
Sister Jonas notes the need in our Buffalo community is constant. Giving is often the highest during the holiday season, but unfortunately drops off the rest of the year.
You know, we can get thousands of things coming our way, and we could get an overabundance, and that's good. But if we can work with the daily needs of people, the people who we see every day, that's the response that we want to have.
Distribution of those new pillows and notes will be held Christmas Day at the Response to Love Center, and then beyond that event for those who seek help from Sister Jonas's outreach. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.